Environmental groups announced today they've reached an agreement with the federal government over some of their concerns surrounding the recent Endangered Species Act listing for the polar bear. Under the settlement, the Interior Department will designate critical habitat for the species. The move wouldn't automatically prohibit oil and gas drilling in the designated habitat area, but it would make it much more difficult. Melanie Duchin is a global warming campaigner in Anchorage for Greenpeace, one of the conservation groups that reached the settlement.
This agreement is really important. It's one of the pieces in the puzzle and one of the stepping stones towards getting the type of protection that we need to make sure that polar bears make it into the 21st century.
The federal government has until June 30th, 2010 to set a final rule defining the polar bear's critical habitat. Before then, the Interior Department will release a proposal that will be subject to public review. Duchin says Greenpeace would like the designation to include a broad area.
I'd like to see most of the Chukchi Sea, if not all the Chukchi Sea, and the Beaufort Sea set out as critical habitat, because that's where we have two populations of polar bears. There are 19 populations in the world. Alaska has two of them, one in the Chukchi and one in the Beaufort. And we can't just protect part of their habitat. We have to protect all of it because polar bears really are at great risk from global warming.
The Interior Department has also agreed to issue guidelines that would call for using non-lethal methods to deter polar bears that threaten public safety. But the agreement doesn't address all of the conservation group's concerns. The polar bear was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, but the conservation group says an endangered listing is necessary given the plight of the species. They also say global warming pollution should be included in the list of threats the polar bear is facing.